Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and there were visions in his head while on his bed. Then he wrote the dream down and set out the essentials of the subject matter. Daniel elucidated and said, "I saw things in a vision of mine in the night. Now there were the four winds of heaven stirring the great sea, and four large animals arising out of the sea, differing one from another. The first one was like a lion, and it had an eagle's wings. I continued looking until its wings were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and was made to stand on legs as a man does, and the heart of a man was given to it. And there was another animal, a second one, like a bear, and it was made to stand up on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And this is what was said to it, Arise and devour much flesh. After this I continued to see, and there was another, like a leopard, and it had four bird's wings on its back, and the animal had four heads, and it was given rule. After this I continued to see a vision in the visions of the night, and there was a fourth animal, frightful and terrifying and exceedingly strong. And its many teeth were of iron, and it devoured and crushed, and it trampled on the rest with its feet. Moreover, it was different from all the animals which were before it, and it had 10 horns. I looked at its horns, and I saw another small horn arise among them, and 3 of the first horns were uprooted before it. And what I saw was eyes in this horn like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking presumptuous words. I continued seeing, and then the thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days sat down. His clothing was like white snow, and the hair on his head was like pure wool. His throne was flames of fire, and its wheels were burning fire. A river of fire flowed and issued from him. 1,000,000 served him, and 100,000,000 arose in his presence. The court sat, and the books were opened. I continued seeing, and then from a voice there came presumptuous words which the horn spoke. I continued seeing, and then the animal was killed, and its body was destroyed and consigned to the burning of a fire. And as for the remaining animals, their rule was taken away, but a prolongation of their life was granted to them for a time and a season. And I continued seeing in the visions of the night, and what I saw was, with clouds of the sky, one like a son of man coming, and he went up to the Ancient of Days, and he was brought near him. And to him rule was given, and honour, and a kingdom, and all peoples and nations and languages worshipped him. His rule was an age-abiding rule, which would never pass away, and his kingdom was one which will not be destroyed. My spirit was grieved, that of me, Daniel, in my being, and the visions in my head disturbed me. I approached one of those standing, and I inquired of him the reality of all this, and he told me, and he made the interpretation of the words known to me. These large animals, of which there were 4, represent 4 kings who will arise from the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High will receive the kingdom, and they will possess the kingdom age-abidingly, and throughout the durations of the ages. Then I wished to know precisely about the fourth animal, which was different from all the others, being exceedingly frightful. Its teeth were of iron, and its claws were of copper. It devoured and crushed, and it trampled on the rest with its feet. And concerning the 10 horns on its head, and the other one which arose, and before which the 3 fell, now that horn had eyes and a mouth speaking presumptuous words, and its appearance was more imposing than that of those accompanying it. I continued seeing, and that horn waged a war on the holy ones, and it prevailed over them, until the Ancient of Days came, and justice was given to the holy ones of the Most High, and the time arrived when the holy ones took possession of the kingdom. He said this, The fourth animal will be the fourth kingdom on the earth, which will be different from all the other kingdoms, and it will devour the whole earth, and pound it, and crush it. And the 10 horns which constitute the kingdom represent 10 kings who will arise, and another will arise after them, and he will be different from the preceding ones, and he will bring 3 kings down. and he will speak words against the Most High, and he will wear out the holy ones of the Most High, and he will contrive to change times and the law. And they will be delivered into his hand until a time, times, and half a time have passed. And the court will sit, and his rule will be removed, by destroying and eliminating it until its end. And the kingdom and the rule and the greatness of the kingdoms under all heaven will be given to the people, the holy ones of the Most High. His kingdom is an age-abiding kingdom, and all administrative regions will worship him and obey him. That is it up to the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts disturbed me very much, and my radiance changed, but I kept the matter in my heart.